Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. Mail.
Brent Reid, was it you that caused such offence to Craig Bellamy that he left the press conference after 2.5 minutes? I know you were there asking questions.
I was there, No, I was there, that's true. I don't think he was offended. I think he got dragged out by Frankie Panisi because Frank was a bit worried about what Craig might say if we kept asking him about blokes lying down and so on and so forth. Mm. I don't think he was offended with me personally. I think he was more offended with maybe the way the game was officiated, and he just wanted to, Frank was looking after him to make sure he didn't cop a big whack from the NRL.
Surely you can't then take somebody out after 2.5 minutes and say, oh, we've got to catch a plane. I mean, really, that's not right, is it?
Well, no, you're not supposed to do it, obviously, but as I said, I think Frankie was trying to look after him, and I think, you know, we got what we wanted out of him, to be fair. We got a little bit of the hit back of Brad and couple of cheeky comments from Craig, so it sufficed. It was enough. Raw on deadline, Tone.
Yeah, of course.
Is that what going too long?
Is that what you journalists do, Reedy? Is that the motivation that? When you go in? You know what you want, and you just work and work and work until you get it. But and this was a quick fix for you, the 2.5 minutes.
Didn't have to work too hard for this one, still. I actually walked past Craig at the end of the game, and you could see that he was ready to blow his top, and he was ready to go first in the press. He was supposed to go first in the press conference, and they obviously spent that time calming him down. So he actually went second in the end. Brad went first. By the end of the press conference, Brad was the one in the bad mood, and Craig was the one jumping on the plane, back.
Does Michael Chamis work that way at all? I've never heard him.
No, Chamis has a bit more class about him. And look, Chamis is doing really well on sideline as well, actually.
And tipping.
And he's leading the tipping competition.
Reedy, how are you going in the tipping competition?
You better be careful, Em. Look, I've been too loyal to the Broncos all year. Too loyal. It's cost me. I'd be top spot if I hadn't backed the Broncos all year.
All right. Well, speaking of which, Tevita Pangai Jr., what's happening? Did you have an exclusive interview with him yesterday like everybody else did?
The three exclusives? Yeah, no. Look, obviously, he's public mea culpa yesterday. I'm not sure whether it will have the desired effect because the Broncos are putting together that. Look, he's already got one. He's got a breach notice from the NRL. He's got a show cause notice from the Broncos. Now, that original one didn't include the breaches that he told the NRL. So they're redrafting that breach notice, the second breach notice for Tevita Pangai now, the club is, and it will include, obviously the phone call to Nick and then all the breaches that happened when he was supposed to be in the biosecurity bubble. So, you know, I've spoken to various people about it. I think, you know, within clubland there's a view that the Broncos are on pretty strong. They've got pretty strong reasons and pretty strong. They're on pretty strong ground to sack Tevita if they want to go down that path. Now Tevita will get 5 days to respond. I would think he'll get the breach notice this week. But there's no rush because in the NRL breach notice it says he can't reapply to come into the NRL until September 8. So Brisbane's got a bit of time to get it right, make sure they note everything. You know, dot the I's and cross the T's. Tevita will get 5 days to respond to that. If he decides he wants to fight it, he'll front the board. And then the board's got a variety of options. Now, obviously, one of them is they can let him go that way or let him off completely, but they can suspend him for 18 games. There's all a variety of options they've got, but I think they're leaning towards terminating it. I don't think that's changed. I know there's been talk about the board being split on it, but my sense is that they think they're on pretty strong ground, and you wouldn't take this amount of time to get it right if you weren't going to go down that path. So I think Tevita's got a real battle on his hands.
All right. State of Origin, usually almost done and dusted now, you would think, but the end of the back end of the year, venues, what's locking up?
Look, there's a huge commission meeting on Thursday, ARL commission meeting on Thursday. It's a big one. They're across a whole range of issues. State of Origin is one of them. I imagine expect that they will confirm Adelaide at that meeting on Thursday. And the unique thing about Adelaide is there's every chance this will be a fly-in, fly-out State of Origin game, where the teams fly in on the day and fly home at night, because that's the path it's heading down at the moment. They're planning to do that. They're planning to have squads of about 24 players for the Origin series, or a few more than that, potentially. And all that stuff, in terms of the venues, that'll get decided on Thursday, and then they'll spend the next few weeks nutting out exactly how it'll all play out. But it's a huge commission meeting on Thursday because Andrew Abdo is making a presentation there as well, and I would expect that Andrew will be confirmed as the new chief executive of the NRL on Thursday. He's done a pretty good job, Andrew, so it's a massive day Thursday for the game.
All right. Now, Adelaide Oval, I think you can get big crowds there, can't you, at the moment? Who knows what it's going to be like come Origin time?
I'm not sure what it is at the moment, Tom. Is it Adelaide? Is it 10,000 or is it more than that?
Yeah, right.
10,000. But, yeah. I mean, I think they're hopeful that by, you know, we're talking, when's that? November 4, I think it is. So, what do you got, September, October? 2 months before then. The way, you know, Peter always talks about the infection rate, Peter Vlandis, and the way the infection rate's going, I think they're pretty optimistic they'll at least be able to maybe half fill it by then. And obviously that's crucial for them because it's worth so much money, Origin. You can get the corporates and people through the gates.
Rita, you'll be upset. You love a good Origin trip, don't you? A week away on the beers.
You can talk.
We had fun. Where was it?
Where
Perth.
Did we go? Was that in Perth? We went out to dinner, caught up with Ray Dibb, bought us a couple of drinks while we were over there. It was a good old time. It was a crew of us there.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Well, Em had lunch yesterday with Ray Dibb, I think, didn't you?
Oh, with Ray Dibb. Not with Ray Dibb. He was there. He was at the restaurant. Right.
What restaurant did you go to?
I went to Wayne's favourite restaurant.
You went to Grappa?
Yeah.
Just did they? Is there a sign at the seat saying Wayne sat here or anything like that, like as a tourist attraction?
No. They should do that.
Next time you go there, can you do me a favour? Can you ask the bloke there what Wayne's choice of meal is? Because I reckon that's a great column item.
Ooh.
I'd love to know what Wayne's. I'm sure Wayne's got a dish that he tucks into every time he goes there because, you know, at a restaurant like that, you've got your favourite dish. So yes. Can you suss it out for me?
I'll suss it out. I tell you what, I don't think. I think the publicity did them pretty good. It was absolutely packed yesterday.
Just listeners, you're hearing the, you know, a brilliant journalist at work asking on air, can somebody else find out what Wayne Bennett had for lunch because it will make a great column item for him. On that note, Reedy, thank you so much. Wonderful to talk to you.
Love you, Reedy.
Dragons coach Dean Young joins us next on the Saturday Scrum.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.